Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give me a call, feel free to hit a brother up on the email tip. It is Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com, as well as a social network with me. I am Smooth Drama. So you can go to the Facebook page and you can request to join the Facebook group, as well as you can also just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back and we can talk a taste on it. As always, a special shout out to my stalkers out there who continue to add me on Facebook and not say hello. I mean, I'll just take a hi and then you can go on to, you know, go stalking my profile or whatnot. Just at least say hi the first time, just like request to get into the group and then request to be my friend, but not say hello once. Just one hello. That's all I'm asking for. I think that's a fair and reasonable request, but apparently not. Anyway, I'm not going to be petty today. I am going to say to you all, happy 4th day. If you don't know what that is, today is the Supreme Nerd Day because it is Star Wars Day. I got a text this morning saying, happy 4th day. I was like, the hell does that mean? I mean, it's like, is this the anniversary of the 4th day when God created something? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is. They're like, no, it's Star Wars Day. Apparently, there's a Star Wars Day. I had no idea. So, yeah, among the other days that we have, Star Wars Day is right up there. Unfortunately, Star Wars Day didn't start off well at a Wisconsin high school because one of the kids knew what it was, and they came to school dressed up as a stormtrooper, and, you know, they were masked, and they entered with a large duffel bag and what appeared to be a bulletproof vest, but it was actually just a stormtrooper from Star Wars. And so the school was evacuated for about an hour, but, you know, nothing happened. It was just, like I said, it was Star Wars Day, so one of the kids came to school dressed up as a Star Wars character. Now, the funny thing about that is everybody's evacuated because, unfortunately, for my Caucasian brothers and sisters in their neighborhoods, y'all are all too ready to shoot up your schools. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not worried about school shooting, but being that I'm at a school where it's considered quote unquote inner city or in the inner city of Oakland, it's not really that problem. Now, I'm gonna knock on some wood just in case, right? But inner city, you really don't have that, you know, person coming up, duffel bag. They got their mama and daddy gun and they come up to shoot because, you know, them bullets cost money in the hood. But I'm digressing. Victim of their success. School shootings. The Ashwaubenon School District. I guess they have a no costume policy. And I guess they plan to emphasize that to students going forward. It's funny, but it's not. It's actually sad commentary where it's Star Wars Day, you come dressed as a stormtrooper, and everybody's like, oh, it's about to go down. And everybody hits the deck. It's funny, but it's not funny. Yeah, think about that for a second. In the meantime, found out that there's actually a dude, speaking of Star Wars Day, they pulled him out, called, his name is Darth Vader Williamson. He's a surgery tech, black man. His parents named him that. His father was like, yeah. The mama wanted to name him Junior, but his daddy, being a Star Wars fan, he was like, you know what? This would be a badass name. Darth Vader. Now, you know, with the laws being where they are, you can change your name. And we've known there are a lot of people who change their name. You know, Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, Lou Alcindor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You can do that to yourself. I don't think you should do that to a kid. It's like no regular kid should be named Darth Vader. Black dude especially. What's your name? You put that's on your resume, Darth Vader. Like really, what's your name, Darth Vader? I'd have to change my name. Like, Darth Vader could be my middle name, but my first name, Darth Vader. Maybe I'm the only one who's nerdy enough to see how horrible that would be on a resume. And talking to folks, I'm trying to talk to the lady. Like, hey, what's your name, Darth? Darth Vader. You can just call me Darth. Or you can call me Vader, whichever one you want. Click. Hey, what? Hey, what happened? Are you there? I mean, it's like, can you talk to? I mean, ladies, would you talk to a dude named Darth Vader? Just ask him. It doesn't really matter. It's not really that important, but it kind of is. Sort of almost like a. You know, I pay attention every now and again to things that are trending. I saw something that was trending that just it just made me shake my head. Like, what was trending? What would happen if you didn't shower for a year? I'm like, people talk about that? People talk about that. Like, yeah, what would happen if you didn't shower for a year? It was a whole article and everything. I wasn't gonna click on it. Like, hell no. I'm not clicking on what would happen if you didn't shower for a year. I mean, it's real simple. You'd be a funky ass, right? I mean, who thinks of this stuff? And who is debating, like, what would happen if you didn't shower for a year? Is there any other except for you'd be a funky ass and real people wouldn't talk to you? Because there'll be some people who won't talk to you, but there'll be funky ass people who are trying to ascend to your level of funkiness, right? I mean, that's what we're saying, right? That, I stink and I want to know what would happen if I stunk for a whole year. And people are debating that. It's trending on the internet. goes to show you, some of y'all need to back away from the computer. Because if this is what you talking about, only I don't never want to talk to none of y'all. And you can't be in my group, because first time that's trending in the Smooth Drama group, y'all gone. It's over. I'm trying to get you banned from the internet forever. But that's just me. It's sort of like when you talk about things that don't make sense. There's an Ohio woman who was she was found in a small pit in a neighbor's shed, and she testified in court that the man told her he loved her as he closed the shed door. Now, homie, Dennis Dunn, he was arrested and charged with kidnapping when the police found her after somebody heard her crying in the shed. And police say she may have been trapped about 4 hours or so. Now, Dunn's lawyer, James Hartke, said that no plea has been entered, but that he does not believe Dunn is guilty of kidnapping. Now they say they believe he suffers from an undiagnosed mental disorder. Okay. First, if you lock, I love you. I'm just talking to the ladies out there listening, and gentlemen too. Hey, I love you. I'm just gonna lock you in the shed in the backyard. I'll holler. Now, he says that's not kidnapping. And say, well, he may be guilty or suffering from an undiagnosed mental disorder. I would say, yeah, he's crazy. He's actually, he has to be mentally unhinged, right? Because you're locking folks in the shed, telling them you love them. I mean, Dave Chappelle had the whole skit with Rick James locking women up after sex orgies in his garage. And cocaine's a powerful drug, right? He's on cocaine. This one, they're saying, well, he's got an undiagnosed mental disorder. Yeah, it's called being crazy. We got to stop with giving people a break and say, well, yeah, we know you're special. When you do stupid stuff, like, yes, we know already. There are cold words that people use that allow for these type of shenanigans to go on. They'll say, like, we say white privilege. Because he was of Caucasian descent. Say there's white privilege that people say, well, he white privilege because there's no plea that's been entered, and he does not believe he's guilty of kidnapping. I'm like, he's crazy. I mean, it's sort of like the homie, once again, that punk bastard in San Diego that shot folks and called his girlfriend. Folks is just crazy. They can't handle reality. I mean, sometimes there's the whole, yeah, well, they're, they couldn't handle the stress of life, whatnot, and no, they're crazy. They're just crazy. It's not logical to do what you did. That is not logical. Locking people in the shed and telling them you love them? No. You have an issue. I mean, I saw something that was funny as hell. Apparently, and maybe as a humble suggestion to the females out there, dragonflies, according to studies, and I love these studies, according to studies, dragonflies, female dragonflies in particular, when they are not enamored with their male suitor, they will fall down and lay dead. play dead. Like, I'm out. I would rather be dead than give you some of this dragonfly pussy. I said pussy on air. Anyway, they would rather play dead than give you some. Maybe that's what's got to happen. When you find out a dude is crazy, just go dead on him. See, because there's women who scream at dudes, and, you know, a crazy dude to respond to that. Because, you know, crazy folk like crazy folk. But if you just say, you know what? I mean, don't do this around Bill Cosby because he might get you. But around most other people, if you just like lay there, like, you know what? I'm just dead to you. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to move or nothing unless you try to get some. Then I'm going to punch you in the nose or in the balls or whatever. But I'm just saying. Dragonfly. Faking dead. I mean, for the fellas out there listening, a little rejection. It's all right. You have options. Think. You could have been a dragonfly. And they just fake dead on your ass. That would suck. So on that note, I need a break. So I'm going on break. This is Master Ace in the spot.
Somebody was shot. They said the cops came and swung the whole block and shut the club down, but no, they did not. Cause the spot's so packed, you barely even walk. The music's so loud, it's impossible to talk. At this point where y'all wanna go, blast up the club. The crowd, you don't feel a drop, ladies showing love. You got three in the VIP, waiting patiently. It's gonna be a crazy night, just you wait and see. You got chicken wings, champagne, fruit on the platter. Spending all this money like the loot don't matter, but it does. Y'all know what it is, y'all know what it was. Y'all ain't got no riches, y'all just starting for the bitches. Y'all ain't having fun, y'all just fronting for the bitches. It's funny how your whole style switches up in the spot. Brooklyn, New York, we in the spot. Everywhere you go, we in the spot. All the way down south, we in the spot. Even on the west coast, we in the spot.
And you get to walk in the spot, cause I thought that y'all was hot. Every fella's spot is to try to get a shot. Cause the skirt's so short, goes right up to the plot. Acting like you're not showing everything you got, but you are. Got the twin pushed all up in that block. You and all your friends looking all up in that car. You gon' need a telescope to really see a star. Cause that ain't who you think it is. A lot of drinking is the absolute plan. This is not a spot to find a man. And you looking for a print, are you then? You want a man with dollars, but this ain't making sense. Baby, you striking out, waiting for your sense. Alcohol strong, you can barely even talk. Heels so high, you can barely even walk. Blue drink, green drink, yellow drink, red. Colors of the rainbow settling on your head in the spot.
Brooklyn, New York, we in the spot. Everywhere you go, we in the spot. All the way down south, we in the spot. Even on the west coast, we in the spot. We in the spot.
Alright, so it's a new Saturday night. How to spot New York City, know what it is, DJ Finesse. Thank my man Master A for coming through hosting tonight. Alright, here's the bar right now, so let's stab. Take care of your bar to the situation once again. That's what you drink. Please pass the keys. What you need every Saturday night, Finesse, Master A, we out.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Master Ace in the spot. And speaking of being in the spot, any of you Bay Area natives, if you are going to go to First Friday tomorrow, me and the homies from National Press Comics, we will be down there. We'll have a table and everything. You can come down and say hi to me. I'll even say hi back because I'm nice like that. And I will smile at you and show that I have all my teeth. So come on down to 26th Street, 416 26th Street. You can come by with us. You can come by with me on the comic book tip. We can get our nerd on. Just don't come down there with your stormtrooper stuff on and your duffel bags. It might not look good. You might get arrested. I don't know. But come check us out first Friday. Tomorrow evening, early afternoon, like 4 o'clock. Well, whenever you get off work, we'll be down there working on our suntan just a little bit. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Brandon Roy. I don't know if you haven't heard about this. Brandon Roy was a former NBA All-Star who used to play for the Portland Trailblazers before he had a career-ending injury to his knees and couldn't play anymore. Anyway, he was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and he was outside his grandmother's home when someone began shooting. And Roy, who was a bystander, saw the shooting happen, and first instinct was to jump in front of some children and shield them from the blast, and he was shot in the leg. He's expected to make a full recovery and is already back in Washington State, where he coaches the Nathan Hale High School basketball team. Just give a shout out to the brother for risking his own life to save the children around him during these shootings. Wow. I mean, that's big time. I mean, because most folks, when you hear the shot, you dug down. I mean, it just goes to show the character of the man when he, instead of looking out for him for his own self, he jumps in front of some children and makes sure that I'll take the bullet for him. It's a great guy right there. And, you know, send your Twitter love, Facebook love, whatever love, Instagram love, whatever, to Brandon Roy. Hardcore role model right there. That's the kind of guy that we should be celebrating. A lot of times when we talk about athletes, we talk about these guys who are knocking women out on video, or, you know, killing them and stuffing them in trunks. And I mean, all these unimaginable acts. This is a guy, even though he's not playing anymore, we should talk more about guys like this who do things like this. It's very important. But now that I've done that, I gotta get to the real deal here. My favorite part of the show, where I talk about the dumb ass of the week. Yeah, always got to get that last one in. It's like the most important part of the burp. Anyway, dumbass of the week. Deputy Dean Zipes, who was he was fired for waving weapons and quoting Denzel Washington in Training Day. Apparently, Zipes twice pulled out his firearm in an office setting and once made a motion to draw his service weapon at a pizza delivery boy, joking that he was alleged Orlando cop killer Marquise Lloyd. Dykes was quoted, quoting Denzel Washington and pointing two pistols at a rape suspect and rubbing his weapons together in front of a police trainee. and while he's doing this, he also was rubbing his taser and the pistol together near the trainee in the direction of a nearby Kangaroo Express convenience store. Now, Zykes goes on to say he doesn't know what sparked his action, and that morning he was trying to be funny, and he was also on the edge due to an armed robbery his sector responded to that night. He goes on to say, I am not a rogue, reckless, dangerous, insane guy that slipped through the cracks at the hiring process and somehow got a gun and a badge. He added, I'm just a guy going through stuff. Now, how come it seems like that kind of guy is the norm with the police? Waving your weapons and quoting training day, like, you know, that's my joint right there. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. It's like you. Yeah. Bye-bye, Deputy Zykes. It's unfortunate that he's just fired. I mean, it just seems like dudes like that should go to jail just so he can say his line in the jail and see if folks will respect that. Just saying. You know, it's retardation at its finest. Georgia. Now, Georgia is not like the Ray Charles song where you like Georgia's on my mind. Georgia's governor, Mandy Ballinger, Nathan Deal, and represent a Republican, Mandy Ballinger, spearheaded this legislature that allows concealed handguns on public college campuses. You know, now the governor, Nathan Deal, goes on to praise GOP leaders for making the changes he demanded when he vetoed a previous campus carry bill last year. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but we've seen an inordinate amount of school shootings. And, you know, last segment I joked about Star Wars Day and how they evacuated the school because a kid came to school with his stormtrooper gear on. So Nathan Deal figures, hey, you know, if people gonna be shooting at school, we just gonna double down. Everybody can be strapped. So basically saying, well, if you wanna come to school and shoot people, be ready, because everybody in class, everybody at school could be strapped too. I mean, if we want to go to college and be worried somebody's going to be mad because there's a test they didn't study for and just decide to start shooting, I mean, because this is stuff we're talking about, like when you're concealed weapon. One, you shouldn't, not that they have, like, metal detectors or anything like that at the school, but I mean, be safe when you're in, on campus. You're in school. You're worried. I mean, you're stressed over tests and papers due. Now you gotta worry. This dude that I'm sitting next to may or may not be agitated because you're sitting in the chair that they normally sit in. They gonna pull out on you now. So now, you gotta, if you don't have a gun, you in Georgia, you gotta go get a gun if you're going to college. You know, not books. Don't worry about your books. Make sure you got a gat. That you have a proper amount of bullets. According to Nathan Deal, that's just, you know, just proper practice. And I'm like, so if you're a professor, you think about this for a minute. You're a professor, and you know, could be half, more than half of the students in your class is strapped. You don't know who, but could be strapped. How's that grading on the curve go? You know, because I'm sitting up there like, damn, man, if I don't grade on this curve, I get the wrong person the right grade. That could be my ass. I might not wake up tomorrow. Now, I mean, it don't sound serious when you think. These are the implications. So, now, do the professors, do they get strapped? So just in case a student is mad about that C minus that he got on his paper, and he decided to pull out, does Professor Ingram got to pull out too? It's my favorite professor, and then somebody else in the back of the class pull out. I mean, it's pull out university. And not that pull out that prevents pregnancy, but pull out like I'm gonna catch your ass. Oh man, this is crazy. You know, in that summer, I mean, I got family. I tell my niece, hey, you know what? Maybe you don't want to go to college in Georgia. Because unless maybe I have to go down there and teach her how to shoot. Unless she's ready to be strapped. And it's not really an issue right now. She's like a seventh grader. But shout out to Kayla, by the way. I'm your favorite uncle. Love me. If you're asleep, well, you should be asleep because it's like midnight now. I'm subliminal. I'm the greatest uncle of all time. All right, sidebar's over. Georgia parents, please, somebody show up and say, that is not a good idea. I don't know if I want to send my baby off to college if everybody's going to be strapped. Doesn't seem like a positive learning environment. Just saying. Maybe it would be for some folks. I can't say that I'm down with that. Also, what I'm not down for, you know, that defining moment, you know, and this is a special shout out to my Caucasian brothers and sisters out there. Look what your peoples just did. I'll start with what Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, what he said to his colleagues earlier this week when he was seeking their support for the American Health Care Act. He said, and I quote, "This is who we are. This will define us." What happened? The American Health Care Act. It lowers taxes on corporations and wealthy Americans to the tune of $594 billion over 10 years. Where do you think that money comes from? We're talking about no more insurance for millions of people. Tax cuts for millionaires. Now, I started off by saying it's a message to my Caucasian brothers and sisters. Not that we're related, because I'm guessing that y'all probably don't want to be related to me. And I'm not hating on y'all for that, because I probably wouldn't like you either. But I'm just saying, $594 billion over 10 years. Now, maybe you don't need health care. Health care is not really all that important for thousandaires, apparently. Because apparently, all the thousandaires have jobs and have proper health care. But I'm guessing that if you're a few of those thousandaires, those millions of thousandaires who are going to lose out on this health care money, and the estimate is nearly $1 trillion, which I don't even know how to write that much, but $1 trillion out of the federal health care program is gonna go away. Biggest chunk gonna come out of Medicaid. You know, so, and we know Medicaid supports many of the elderly in this country. And I know most of us don't care too much about the elderly. You know, obviously, if you're 60 and over, you're just no good no more. It's time to throw you away. But we're talking about a $1 trillion cut to programs for the poor and the middle class. Like, there's a huge difference, but, I mean, to me, I just say thousandaires getting their interests voted against by millionaires who represent billionaires. Y'all can go ahead and still support these guys. I mean, because, you know, the biggest con has always been wealthy white people to poor white people. I mean, it's been the biggest con in American history. Y'all fight to the gills for the rights. And I mean, still celebrating that Civil War L to this day. For the rights to slavery that you wasn't even benefiting over. Got zero benefit except for, hey, I'm better than them. But you wasn't living too much better than them. Meaning people who look like me. You know, that's the funny part. See, because if you look at it nowadays, you make that ample comparison. We talk about the supporting the troops, and we talk about protecting America's interests abroad. It's not America's interest. It is billionaires and millionaires' interests. You don't get a contract. There is nothing opening up a McDonald's in Thailand will do for you. Except for when you're there for your what do you call that? Because Thailand is known for that for their unique tourism. We call it pedophile tourism. When you're in Thailand, getting your pedophile on, you can go to McDonald's. That's the benefit that you get. Because that's pretty much it. So, yeah, defining moment for millionaire. I mean, Paul Ryan said, this is who we are. We are the people who vote for our best interest. And we tax cuts for us. But we're going to take it from you, i.e., poor people. It's one of them things, it's quite obvious what it is. Now, whether folks is down with it, understand, you know, what people with common sense are trying to tell you, like, it's not a good idea. But people are still diving into the guild. Make America great again. Yeah. Same way they did it before. You stay poor, they stay rich. But you get to feel better than the Negro. Good luck with that. On that note, going on break. This is The Roots. Do you want more?
Well, I'm a fly Philly nigga. Finger on the trigger, MC's for Prince and Finn's gone. Come in again, original. What vision every individual? Original. What vision every individual? I proceed as I give you what you need, like I'm a medical doctor. Watch the damage I inflict properly. Ain't nobody rising on top for me. I be dropping what plot in my mic. Monopoly. Got to be me. I like DCB. Run the team like don't be me. I prove, baby. All I do is say, baby. What you get with this? Not even maybe. It's the Mr. Gravy and shit. Going on inside my brain is scandalous. No analyst can maintain a handle. This my train, yo. I'm on some old snapper rapping that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas best get out of my path. And I'm on point like a gas the basket case. I'm wasting these with rap today. Facing these needs to catch the minute. They be pulling the mic out that ass when I get finished. Administrative assistant, I'm not. You want the principal niggas take a shot like I'm a visible figure. Me to be on. Call my endpoint. Bless your jaw for real, for sure. Do you want more?
Yo, Philly is a house, yo.
Do you want more?
Smooth drummer.
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was The Roots. Do you want more? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day? You've listened to the show before. I only talk about it every show. It's something that happens every day. It's like you just go to sleep and wake up, and that alarm clock will ring just like it does for Bill Murray in one of my favorite movies, Groundhog Day. And the same thing happens. Same song, same things happen. People do the same things every day. That is the racism and bad treatment that people get here in the United States. Case in point, American University's black students targeted with bananas hanging from nooses. Photos of bananas hanging by nooses were circulating online featuring the words AKA, which is a predominantly African-American sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, and Harambe, a reference to the gorilla that Cincinnati Zoo officials killed last year. The bananas were found at a shuttle bus stop, a dining hall, and near an undergraduate residence hall. And what happened was this came just weeks after an election in which Taylor Dumpson, a junior law and society major, became the first black female president of American University student government, the university confirmed. Now, can we make the analysis that this is the same thing that happened when former President Obama was elected to office? Everybody was like, up with hope. Yeah, it's going to be on. Yes, we can. And then that's when all the shooting started and folks start going crazy. And we have here, as you remember, they had the signs, Curious George. They had the noose around the neck of Curious George with the bananas stuck in his butt. I mean, it was all kinds of craziness. And them bananas hanging from nooses and references to Harambe and AKA, I'm assuming that's the sorority that this president, Taylor Dumpson, is a member of. Now, a lot of folks get outraged by that. I mean, but we're talking about here in America, it's Groundhog Day. It's what happens all the time. there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to racism and that kind of treatment. But black members of Congress are demanding a probe of nooses at American University. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Frederica Wilson, they were there, and they're, of course, demanding a probe. Now, what is there to probe? I mean, like, really, what is there to probe? I mean, we kind of know what they mean. And unless all the footage is wiped out on the cameras, we know in America, if you want to catch somebody, you can go to the camera, because there's a camera everywhere. And I'm somehow doubting that the people that posted all these bananas with nooses were electronical geniuses and they had the blueprint to where all the cameras are, and they knew how to slide in and out. You probably can trace it. You see them, where they at, where they come from, all that. You just know that they can trace that. Cause I'm reading how they're in outer space, and they're counting birds, they're counting albatrosses from space. So if you can count the albatross from space, you more than likely can find the video of whoever dropped these bananas with the nooses. I mean, and as we know, probes mean what? Nothing. I mean, you can probe something all day. I mean, we think probes. I'm thinking of, you know, those crazy folks who are always saying that the alien kidnapped me and then they stuck me with the probe. I mean, it's off key, it's off center, but it's like that. You always wonder, like, where'd y'all get that, like, aliens wanting to have sex with you? It's just like, seems like you just dropped some acid and you went to the wrong sex party and you got caught up. Anyway, back to the point. Probes. Yep, gonna look into it. They're gonna not find. I'm just gonna. I don't need a frequent show guest Karen Harrison to call in and tell me about this one. I'm gonna break out my psychic powers and I'm gonna tell y'all what's gonna happen. Hold up, I'm grinding my teeth real quick here. All right, here we go. They're gonna ask questions around the campus. There are going to be some students who say, I don't know what happened. I suspect that it's white supremacy group. Yeah, that sounds about right. And we didn't see them. We just suspect that it's them over there. Which one? Them over there. Inconclusive evidence. Investigation. And probe goes away with a warning from the dean of the school, president of the school. Hey, stop that, or we might have to kick you out of the school and send you to an Ivy League school on the low. Just saying. That is my psychic prediction. I think that I'm going to be right. I hate that I'm right, but I think that I'm right. And speaking of something to be right about, but you don't want to be right about. Oh, my goodness. Flint residents. You know, not that they've gone through enough. Apparently, thousands of residents are at risk of losing their homes if they don't pay their water bills in Flint, Michigan. Now, if you don't know about Flint, you know, just had your head stuck in the ground with your neighbor, the ostrich, they have leaded water. Apparently, the city's treasury department sent letters to more than 8,000 residents warning them they will face a tax lien if they do not pay water and sewage bills they have avoided for 6 months or more. And this is according to the local NBC affiliate. Residents have until May 19th, Malcolm X's birthday, to pay the delinquent bills. After that, a process begins that could end with foreclosure. Now, let's just think about that for a second. The water is poisonous and is killing people. Now, remember, they just won a lawsuit where, hey, They're going to get clean water. And as part of the concession, instead of suing for clean water, they can now order water, and it'll come within 24 hours to the house. But you have to pay money for poisonous water. Pay your water bill. It's no good. You can't use it, but you have to pay for it. And even if you did use it and it's killing you, you have to pay for it. Now, you have some gall. You're going to take people's houses away from them because they don't want to pay for poison. I don't want to pay for this poison. I mean, mind you, like I said, they won the lawsuit. And they're going to get the pipes replaced in 2020, which is 3 years from now. And we'll be 6 years away from when the problem was initially discovered, if it wasn't discovered way before that. So we have to pay, and this is what they said. The city officials say they need the money and are in a tough situation. The letter sent to residents represent 2 years of unpaid bills totaling more than $5 million. Water crisis came to a head, and then they, you know, provided water credits. But Governor Rick Snyder ended the credits in February. And even though the water in Flint has not yet been declared safe, you know, they're telling you that, yeah, we've got bills from 2 years ago. Well, 2 years ago was 2015. The water was discovered. I do that with the fingers. Discovered 2014 to be no good and to be killed. And people there use bottled water for everything. That's just, I mean, I can't take a regular shower. And I have to pay for dirty water. I can't get past that. And they're going to take your house because you don't want to pay for the poison that's killing you and your kids slowly. Ain't entrapment, double jeopardy. All that put together, just I have to participate in my own death scenario. That's cute, right? That's really cute. And so, you know, you start thinking about it out there, fellow thousandaires, how your millionaire homies really think about you. Like Ice Cube had, and here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you. This is how they think about you. You ain't worth it. We hate you so much, you have to pay for your own death. You participate in your own death. I mean, in the movie, that would be like gangster. You'd be like rooting for that villain. Like, yeah, but this is like real life. Are we rooting for Rick Snyder's of the world, the Jokers, in real life? No, seems like it. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.